Welcome to Living Well with Dr. Howard Booz on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. The topics explored on the program can help people be all they can be. Dr. Booz wants to help people see that they aren't just victims of genes and germs, but they have choices and that their choices make a difference in the quality of their life and health. Now, Living Well Live.
Hey, good Sunday morning to you. My name's Russell Mills, and this is Living Well with Dr. Booz. He believes health is a journey, not a destination. Living well, that addresses all aspects of health, physical, mental, and spiritual. Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa opened its doors in 1980. Still going strong. You've heard him here for, about 15 years now on KRMG. Please welcome Dr. Howard Booz. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's great to be back, and I was thinking about that. It's a destination, not a. It's a journey, really, not a destination. And it's like when you're a kid, are we there? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And sometimes in healthcare, it's like, are we there yet? And sometimes it's a long drive, but it's. They always said too, you can only cure two things. One is tobacco, and one is bacon, and that's the only thing you truly cures. The rest you have to pretty much manage or put up with. And that's what we're talking about today. Is taking a look at what. Adapting a wellness lifestyle, a style that that will keep you in good shape for years to come. And so the next time you're staying in line at a supermarket, you see somebody you went to high school with, and they're looking and saying, is that really you? Because you're either too old or too young, or which what do you look like? But some of the biggest culprits that make us look older really are things like milk and refined processed sugar. It makes really two of the country's biggest contributions to the lousy health in the U.S., may seem like a harsh statement, really, but if you look at dairy and sugar, two of the biggest killers in the world, basically, and it's just a reasonable conclusion that it produces just an onslaught of conditions. You know, back when we were kids, you know, ear specialists frequently will insert tubes into kids' ears nowadays, and because of just recurrent ear infections. And I remember when I was a kid, it was not. Ears weren't the thing, but it was, remember, Russell, it was, everybody would have their tonsils taken out. It was like a big
tonsillectomy. Yeah. Tonsillectomy, that was like, and some people, even they didn't have tonsillitis, just went ahead and took them out anyway.
Just as a precautionary measure. Yep. And nowadays, you don't really hear about any tonsils being taken out. And it's kind of like, I guess our creator just screwed up with the tonsils for a while and couldn't get that part down. Now I guess tonsils are great, but it's ears who are having trouble, and it's unfortunate because most specialists really don't realize that over 50% of these children, that if we just take away two things, sugar and milk, about 50% of them are going to have that condition go away rapidly. It's pretty amazing. Now, if you think about that, not only is $3,000 spent when you do something like this little surgery, this little tubes in the ear type thing. If it were took care of the issue, but it's not taking care of the issue. You know, there's the money that's wasted. There's some recent articles that support the likelihood that most children are going to have this procedure will also have some long-term hearing loss, which is a shame. And in my recommendation, that if you just get your kids to discontinue those milk products, and it's not easy. It's tough to kind of reposition what used to be in your child's diet, but put things like almond milk back in there, or if you've ever had it before, it's amazing the difference it'll produce in their health. But the taste is not that different, I don't think, for a lot of folks anyway. And but you just give yourself a few weeks, and you're going to see a good change. And again, when you do something, really keep in mind of doing it for at least 3 weeks to 3 months. Somewhere in there, you're going to start seeing a change. So if you just change your diet for a brief amount of time, you're not going to see it much in the results. But some people are starting to think, well, if I've got this where I'm shifting my diet away from dairy, what about my bones? And you hear that all the time. And you think about you see these big animals, these big cows. Where do they get the calcium from?
The cows?
Yeah,
probably from eating all that darn grass and hay and stuff.
It's in that green stuff. And so that green grass our parents have told us about for so many years. So it's going back to where you're. The same thing again, fruit and vegetables are going to be such a big, big part of your diet and a big, big part of just getting rid of conditions you shouldn't have to have, at all. And I want to go to a quick break here for just a second. But before we do, I do want to recommend that you give us a call because I've got a class coming up this Wednesday night wanted to see if I can find it here. Yes, Wednesday the 7th, and it's going to be at 6:30. There's no charge for the evening. It's called losing weight to live well to lose weight. Live well to lose weight. And it's going to be 6:30 to about 7:30, 7:45. And I'd love to have your presence there with us. And you can call the office at 918-749-2992. That's 918-749-2992. And just tell me you'd like to come to that living well to lose weight. It's going to be this Wednesday night at 6:30. Take a quick break.
Okay, yeah, we can take a quick time out. You are listening to Living Well with Dr. Booze. We're live and local in the big city of Tulsa on KRMG. We'll be right back after this.
I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come.
Welcome back to Living Well with Dr. Booze here on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Coming up here in about 15 minutes or so, we've got your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast from Fox 23. Looks like mid-90s this week and mostly dry, hopefully. Stay tuned. Coming up next hour, we've got Money Talk with Dan Witham. If you have questions for the doctor today, shoot us a text at 95920. Please welcome back Dr. Howard Booz.
Thank you very much. And listen, today, rarely do I ever take phone calls. And today would be just one of those days I'd like to, if you've got any questions you'd like to ask that you've tried to get in sometimes and I've kind of made you wait a little bit long. But so I'd be happy to do so today.
Okay.
And kind of get my brain turning in a different direction
here. All right. Well, if you'd like to call Dr. Booz and, feeling salty today, want to be on the radio, great. We'd love to have you. The number is 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764.
That we frequently on the program, I'm kind of like, today is just cleaning my desk day. I've got all these little things I've wanted to share with listeners for a long time. And just kind of like just that house cleaning day. Because a lot of people do ask about bones and the quality of their bones, and especially once they reach the age of the baby boomer, who right now, unfortunately, are moving into those latter years, and they're starting to experience hip replacements, sometimes hip fractures. And, the mortality rate after a fracture of the hip joint, once you reach the age of, I can't think of the exact age, I'm going to find out about it, but it's about mid-60s. That the mortality rate is just incredible, meaning that folks who actually fracture a hip with many times within 3 years pass on, mm-hmm. because it changes their whole lifestyle, and it's a tough thing to even to word. But if you're wondering what's going to happen to your bones and your teeth if you just stop milk, just know the majority of the world's population, they take in less than half the calcium we take in, less than half. And yet their bones, as far as averages of content and calcium and all, are far better than ours. So, cow's milk is rich in calcium, but not only that, it's also with phosphorus. And when you combine phosphorus with calcium, sometimes it'll prevent you from actually absorbing the calcium in the milk. So that's the whole idea in the first place, wasn't it? It's just to absorb that into your body's structural system. But again, we talked about it, and Russell answered the question successfully to move on to our next round.
What
but,
do cows eat?
I
nailed that one.
But it's like, how where do they get this calcium from? And it's they're eating lots and lots of salad bars, basically. And adult cows don't drink milk. So you have to ask yourself, where do they get their calcium from? And it's from eating that vegetation, and so should you. That's a real key factor. And you think about it, the state, this is kind of ironic, but the state with the highest amount of osteoporosis is Wisconsin. That's the dairy state. It's kind of
that
hard
is
to fathom.
Ironic.
Yeah. And but it's completely possible to take all your calcium from those dark green vegetables, the same place the cows get theirs from. But the darker the better, the darker the color, the better the amount of minerals you're going to get. Collard greens and kale are also especially good for you. And don't forget the vitamin D, too, because there's some great vitamin D supplements that are available. I mean, really tiny ones, by the way, too, real small ones. We get just a pack a punch, like one about half the size of a BB, and it has about 5,000 milligrams of vitamin D3. So they're plentiful. They're very, very important for your body's resistance. And, you know, normally summer is the perfect time for your body to stay out there in the sunshine and get some vitamin D. But then there's so many of us that have indoor jobs and just don't get out there very often that D is still important.
They rarely give us a window in the radio studio.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, well, it's almost always dark. Now, we have one in the newsroom here, but, you know, I was Googling this because you got me interested on this. And I got to say, some areas that are I did not expect to see, salmon and sardines, full of calcium.
That's true.
Got a lot of calcium. Beans and lentils and almonds. Love almonds.
Yeah, that's another great
source. If you're going to give up dairy, almond milk would be right down your alley because you're going to replace all
that calcium. Have you tried almond milk?
I have. My wife drinks it like religiously. She does not drink cow's milk.
The key to getting it is, in my opinion, is just make sure you get the unsweetened because otherwise you're drinking sugar with milk.
Right.
But it's really great stuff.
She puts it in coffee, uses it on cereal. She loves it.
And it's hard to if you're going to put it on a kid's cereal, I bet you it'd be tough for them to actually taste a difference after a few days. Depends what type you get. But yeah, I definitely think it's so important. And yeah, and also too, one of the sad things is that cow's milk can become allergic for a lot of folks in this country, and it's been documented that it's a definite cause in diarrhea, constipation, cramps, bloating, you know, any kind of GI situation, and you could go on with all the different allergies that can be spawned. But it's also one of the primary causes of this recurrent ear infections in kids. It's been linked to so many. It's also linked to insulin-dependent diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, and infertility and leukemia. But so I'm just saying, don't be fooled by Madison Avenue by, you know, making sure that you drink your milk and you get the right amount of a calcium mustache there when you do it. But just keep in mind that the cows get theirs right from where we should get ours, which it's at green leafy vegetables. Another thing on my desk I wanted to get out was this one thing. It's to me, it's one of the most valuable things that anybody can have in their home. And that is magnesium. There's one of my favorite papers is called The Miracles of Magnesium. And if you'd like a copy of this, please let me know. You can just email me. It's best place to email me would probably be drbooz@spinetulsa.com. Yeah, drbooz@spinetulsa.com. And this one is called The Miracle of Magnesium. And it's so vital because it plays having enough magnesium is important as far as reducing any anxiety or panic attacks. It's great for kids who have asthma. It's also been shown to help lots and lots of bowel disease. Great for things like depression, diabetes, just having chronic fatigue. Also heart disease. Several studies have shown that magnesium is really key in preventing types of heart disease. And the paper I'm reading from is from Carolyn Dean. She holds two different degrees. She has a medical degree and a naturopathic degree, which kind of gives her some insight in both areas, but it's a paper that could be a book, and basically just she talks about how so many different conditions that people are taking all types of types of medication for, if they would just make sure they got plenty of magnesium, that they'd see some amazing results. It helps to dilate your blood vessels. That's why asthma kids get some relief. It also prevents spasms in heart muscles. And it also is important that you get the right amount. That's the key, because we're so in love with calcium that we try to, you know, cram calcium down our throats all the time. But you really need to take a 1-to-1 ratio. So that's really important, is a magnesium to calcium 1-to-1 ratio. In the United States, it's around, I think it's like 6-to-1. Yeah, here it is. Yeah. In the United States, it's 6-to-1, which is 6 parts calcium and 1 part magnesium, and it needs to be, just like I said, that 1-to-1 ratio in order to get the full benefits. That's the sweet of it, but I would like you to get this paper because it does talk about the best types of magnesium.
So, Dr. Booth, should I just take a magnesium pill? Is that going to work for me?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things to where, you know, people walk into a health food store, it is like, 1,000 different things that happen to their heads, like the Wheel of Fortune, you know, seeing all the different pills. But, you know, there's that safety clause we're supposed to say is you know, check with your doctor and make sure you're getting all the things that you do need to get. But I can't think of one person who wouldn't benefit from magnesium.
Well, I guess the point I'm trying to make is, wouldn't it be better to eat the food that has the magnesium in it? Doesn't your body process that much better than just chunking
you know, Russell, magnesium particles right down your throat.
And that's the purpose for eating, you know, really is just to do just that, get our nutrients. I agree with you 100%. It's smarter to be able to design your diet in such a way that you're actually eating your medicine as your food. And that's what so many different philosophers have talked about, let your medicine be your food.
And with magnesium, you can actually get it from dark chocolate. So there's good news, right? Although your sugar, again, is a problem. But avocados, nuts, a lot of ways you can get magnesium.
Yeah, and I also like what they have down here. They say that one of the key problems that happen when you have a deficiency of magnesium, You ever lay in bed and all of a sudden you get this big grab in your leg, like somebody's just took their hand, just grabbed the muscle right at the belly, and that's that Charlie horse. You ever wake up with one of those?
Oh yeah,
and it's just it usually happens when the spasm occurs when you stretch your legs, and it does wake you up, but that's a real good sign your body is suffering from a deficiency of magnesium. So when you do go out there and get the different foods that help support your healthy diet, be sure you're getting, like I say, plenty of magnesium, because it's the kind of thing that does play such an important role in heart disease as well. The study I was trying to find here was where they talked about how much benefit it brought for folks who already had a heart condition. And I cannot find a statistic here, but it was the likelihood of returning was very, very minimal, which was also in that study done with Dr. Sears called the Well, my brain leaves here for a second, but I'm going to, before the end of the break, I'll find that study, because it talks about the four things that it should address, which is your joints, your brain, your cardiovascular, and your sugar. So it's a home run for everybody on that. So again, I want to get back to also to you know, living that life, living where you're eating the right foods I'd like to have you to give our office a call and come in and see our next Living Well to Lose Weight program. And it's going to be this coming Wednesday night from 6:30 to about 7:30. And it's a fun evening. You'll come by, we'll have some good food so you can actually taste what they're like. And you can see that you can eat good things. You can eat things that taste good and that are just so beneficial for your body's health. And we've got, like I said, about 2 or 3 minutes left in the program here for the bottom of the hour. So if you go to the website at drkrmg.com, and the best way to really come to that next evening is you can call the office at 918-749-2982, or you can go ahead and just go online to drkrmg.com, and right in the middle of the page, you're going to see weight loss. And once you click on that, it'll take you right to a place where you can sign up, and you'll be able to enter in the your time and date, so we'll know you're coming, and we'll be expecting you.
And those, again, that's going to be, you said Wednesday?
This Wednesday night, it's 6:30, that's the 7th, so yeah, Wednesday the 7th.
And it's absolutely free.
Absolutely free. And
there's no homework, right?
There's no homework. You'll get plenty to do when you're there, and there's, it's also not like one of these come-ons. We have different things available for people, but it's supposed to where you're going to walk away knowing some things that you can do that right then and there are going to improve your health.
And you call this a bait and switch. And the reason is because you're leading with the weight loss, but that's really more of a side effect, right, of
really,
what
really
this
is.
Whole program is about.
And it's kind of funny because I've lost, like I said, about 25 pounds on it. My staff run right now. I'm so proud of them. They're staying with it. And it's easy to do. It's hard to do, but it's easy to do. It's hard to do because it means changing your habits. But when you've got lots of good supporting people around you, it does make it easier. And the way the program's designed, too, the foods are tasty. It's not like you're having to deprive yourself. And it's a home run, I think, in all areas. And you've got to eat, right? So you might as well eat things that are going to be healthy for you. And that's why we say to give us a call. And like if you're driving down the street right now, I'll have to go to the website, probably would be the best way to go, which is drkrmg.com. And you'll go there, like I say, and see that little place that says lose weight. And as Russell said, it's just a bait and switch to get you to live well.
All right. Yeah. And if you go to drkrmg.com, so drkrmg.com, you'll find yourself at the spinetulsa.com website. And the weight loss thing is right in the top nav there. Also, you could call Dr. Booz's office if you'd like to reserve a spot. 918-749-2982.
749-2992 to sign up that way against this Wednesday at 6:30. We're going to take a quick time out for the news and the weather. You are listening to Living Well with Dr. Booze on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk. Boy, howdy, is there not a difference between living and living well? Welcome back to Living Well with Dr. Booze here on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk. We are taking phone calls today. If you would like to ask the doctor a question about all things health-related, you can call at 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. Or you can text us if you're just too shy to be on the radio. That's okay. You can text your question 95920. Somebody did just that, Dr. Booze. They said, how many milligrams of magnesium should you use daily for a 65-year-old, for example? And I'll add on to that. Does it vary with age?
You know, I think it does vary not so much with age as it does with just the size of the person.
Body weight, right.
And the but I do think that, I guess, the older you get, you do probably require, I think, less. But one of the things you'll know right away is, first, my hip pocket answer is it's best to have 400 milligrams right before bed. I say before bed because it does two things. One is it's a kind of a muscle relaxant, natural muscle relaxant. And two is when it's in your colon for an extended period, it's going to help you stay regular. And that's one indicator that you're taking too much is if you find that you're having, you know, several bowel movements that you don't normally have, and you find that you've got diarrhea, then you're taking too much. So cut back on that. But about 300 to 400 milligrams. I do 400 milligrams every night before bed, and it's just a great way for you know, keeping your body in check for several reasons. And I do want to get back with something too. And that was that somebody made a reminder about the, asking what I mean by bait and switch. And because, you know, you look at bait and switch normally as something very negative, and you'd want to stay away from places that will try to, you know, sell you. Say they've got one thing for sale, but when you get there, they pull out the rug out from under you, and you've got something of lesser value. And this bait and switch that we're talking about is really just the opposite, because there's so many folks who, you know, let's face it, you want to look good, you want to feel good, you want to look good, and one of the ways you feel better is through living as close as you can to your ideal body weight, just because, you know, clothes fit easier. You don't feel uncomfortable, and it just seems like it adds to your vitality and everything else, and just your mental attitude. And so, you know, it's not a bad thing to want to lose weight. That's a great thing, actually. But so that's a lot of folks. We're kind of right on that. That desire. People want to lose weight, but the real thing is also making sure you're healthy, because you can have all types of diets that will lose weight, but you also lose your health too. And so what would be cooler is if you actually increased your health, increased your ability to function. And little fun things I noticed. And I like this because they're surprises. They're not anything that you expected to have. And when I went on this Dr. Singleton's program, it's just it's been so amazing. Like I said, it took me 5 weeks, and I lost about 25 pounds. But that was, again, not the issue. But it was just to do the program, just to get my body to what it needed, give it what it needed, and take away the things it didn't need, and for an extended period, so your body just gets a chance to heal. And some fun things that were, one day I went to dial my phone, I have an iPhone, and it's locked, and so you bring it up to your face, and it's supposed to acknowledge your face and it open up. Well, it didn't see my it did rec- it, my face was different now.
Your phone didn't recognize
it. Didn't recognize you. Me, so I finally had to reprogram it, because when I lost 25 pounds, I guess it does change some of the contour of your features, and so I had to reprogram it, and which was kind of funny to have your phone not recognize you. So,
but as long as your wife still recognizes you, that's the key.
That's key. I thought the phone and I were close, but also what was kind of fun too is we went to so those little pleasant things. We were at a Jimmy Buffett concert, and I was taking some pictures with my camera. My iPhone, and I noticed that usually if I ever used the zoom lens, I couldn't, because I would shake too much, and I realized my hands were I was like a statue. I could not believe, that it was just that still, and so I motioned to my wife, and she saw the tremors. I didn't have, a definite tremor, But at times I did. I guess time I had a little bit of a tremor that was a resting type tremor, either when I was fatigued or I'm not sure what. But it's gone away since I've done this Singleton diet program, and it's an amazing system, like I say, designed just to help you put your body back to its default state. So you do things like I'm sleeping much, much better too. Not where I want to be yet, but sleeping much better. But it's just giving your body a chance to get back to what it needs. And so much of it, again, can be done through a simple philosophy. The philosophy is basically giving the body sufficiency and taking away toxicity. So if you give your body the nutrients it needs, and again, what Russell mentioned earlier, I totally agree with. It's just great if those things you're giving your body what it needs is ideally in food form, and food form that is a one ingredient food, meaning that if you read the side of the ingredient, it's something like broccoli, or you read the side, it's apple, or there's no thing to read. It's just because it's
sodium, it's benzoate,
phosphor, whatever. Wait, we've got another text question, doctor. It says, what are your thoughts, speaking of food, what are your thoughts on genetically modified foods? So,
you know, it's one of those things too. It's like recently I was watching the musical Oklahoma, and I love that song. You know, we listen to it every day at the office, the first song, and it says, the waving wheat can sure smell sweet. Well, that wheat no longer waves anymore. You know, it's
genetically pretty robust. Yeah,
it's just a stalk. It's a stalk that they've designed, and it's supposedly, if you read the literature in depth, it talks about how it has, it's pretty much drought resistant to a big degree. It's got it's its own built-in pest control mm-hmm. system. So that's the stuff you're eating, and that's the part where a lot of the gluten comes in. So, you know, I think it's like just what my face did that couldn't be recognized by my phone. Our bodies sometimes don't recognize the foods we actually put into it because it's not real food. And people say, you know, it's junk food. No, really and truly, it's either junk or it's food because it's not this. You know, you can't change or improve on an apple. You know, if it's just something grown, it's perfect and it's balanced in nutritional structure. And there's all those types of foods out there if we kind of accumulate a good program to eat on. And, but yeah, just giving the body what it needs and taking away what it doesn't need, which is things like pesticides, things like genetically modified foods, to where I think people largely have not really ever eaten just like they're designed to since, well, probably about the 60s, I'm guessing. But thanks
the
that
age
question.
Of fast food.
Right? Right. That was it. That's when it all hit. It seemed like, but even back then, it seemed like that was actually food more than it is now. But should we take our last break?
You want to take a quick timeout? Absolutely, we can do that. All right, so we're going to do that. Let you listen to a couple of quick commercials and think about your questions for Dr. Booz, which you can text to us at 95920, or you can give us a call 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. More Living Well with Dr. Booz on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk, right after this. Welcome back to Living Well with Dr. Booz here on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk. A couple of you have texted us questions here this morning. We do appreciate it. Whoever said they lost our AM signal, sorry to hear that. Remember, you can hear us on the KRMG app or online at krmg.com. And then there's that good old FM signal at 102.3 FM. Sometimes the vagaries of RF radio frequencies send our AM signal out into a black hole in outer space, I think. That's just a theory. We've got news coming up for you here at the top of the hour. And then, of course, it's time for Money Talk with Dan Witham. But please welcome back Dr. Howard Booz, your host for Living Well.
Thank you very much. And, you know, speaking of Living Well, again, I want to invite you to an evening coming up this Wednesday evening at 6:30 to 7:30. Very casual, very laid back. It's just a way to maybe look over the fence at a different type of healthcare, different type of care that can not just help you manage certain conditions, but actually get rid of them too. And it's a planned system. And I kind of want to mention that because when it comes to your healthcare, you know, if you go on a vacation, you want to plan one. You don't just want to show up at the airport and say, "Hey, where can I go?" It's not the best way to go, more than likely, unless it's going to cost you a lot. But a planned vacation, just like planned healthcare, rather than just a reactive type healthcare, a reactionary type healthcare, but being able to help have somebody help you, one, assess how you're living. And one way you can do that is through, I like to do what I call a benchmark test. And benchmark means I want to test, I want to take a look at your spine, I want to x-ray your spine. And MRIs are great, but x-rays are so incredibly valuable, so incredibly valuable. They tell you a big story. And I'll be able to look at somebody's x-ray sometime. This week, I can think of three or four times where I've looked at their x-rays, and I said, you know, something happened to you about 30 years ago, I'm guessing, and you got hit from a position over here, and I pointed to their right side of their spine, and they look inquisitively for a second. You can see them looking in the back of their head and say, oh, that's right, and then they'll say when it was that they had a fall off of a horse or something. And then you can look at other areas of the spine. I say, okay, this one here is probably even older. I'm going to say it's probably about 35 to 40 years. And they'll say, well, how can you tell that? And it's because that spine is supposed to be able to move. You know, what you can't use, you lose. And so the spine is 24 movable segments, and it's designed to do just that. The only thing a joint is designed to do is move. And so if it doesn't, then the fluids can't move back and forth in and out of the disc. And so it can't do that thing called canaliculi seepage, which is just a $10 word that means feed fluid to the disc. And so if that disc is not moving because the joint is locked and stuck, then it starts to break down and decay. And so you can look at an x-ray and see something that maybe has just misaligned or something has been misaligned for several years, and I can kind of look at a disc, look at the on film, look at the calcifications, and again, you can't see an actual disc on an x-ray, but you can see the space where the disc should be. So you can then pretty much come up with a pretty close guess on when something happened. And once you determine that, you kind of look at the x-ray sometime and see like five or six different injuries that one healed on top of the other, which healed on top of the other, to where you've got this unfortunate mess that you're trying to live through. And so we want to sit down with you knee to knee and be able to look these films over and kind of get an idea of what your health history is like, and then kind of we want to unwind it. And we want to unwind it by, one, determining what's going to be best as far as for your spine, because it's the lifeline between your brain, every single cell and tissue in your body. So we want to come up with a plan to get those joints to unlock so you feel better. You've got less, nerve pressure, less disc pressure. You feel better. You're able to move and get around and do the things you want to do, like exercise, perhaps. So that's one aspect of it, is making sure your spine's mobile. And then the other part of this planned care, because, again, not just waiting for things to happen and having to react, is then also to look at your soft tissues, what holds that spine together. Because if your soft tissues are in a constant state of being inflamed, they're telling us that something is definitely not right in your environment, because if your tissues are constantly inflamed. And inflamed cells, they also secrete different types of chemicals. And just as if you're sometimes living with a constant drip of battery acid to your system, because it sometimes eats you up. And so it's a way for us to again, check your spine for its structure, and then, two, check that soft tissue around it. And there's lots of ways we can do that. One is through just some good old blood work, and that gives us a certain amount of information that's good for us. Another is a test. It's just an amazing test, and it's put together by Dr. Singleton. By the way, next month I'm getting ready to fly out to spend a couple of days with him, and I got an invite from a factory there called Solutions 4, and they sent me a note to ask if I'd come by and look at the facility. So I'm looking forward to checking out how they put their products together. But Dr. Singleton put together this questionnaire, and it's called the Symptom Assessment Form. And this Symptom Assessment Form is a way he's able to ascertain what systems in your body are weak. And if they can determine which systems are weak, we can then determine what's the best approach to fortifying your body. It's indicating you've been maybe negligent in certain parts of your diet, and so they're weak areas, and so this is just a way to get you back up to par quicker and get those tissues to repair quicker. And so once we've covered the structural aspect, which I take care of as far as putting on the table and checking your spine, and then we also find out what your soft tissues like, and then are able to do a few other tests too, like flexibility test and strength test. You want to know how flexible you are, so you can move and get around. Two, you want to see how your strength is doing, and also your duration, or your, in other words, how long can you do something. So once we do all three of those, and by the way, too, this coming month, too, is going to be it's either going to be a 1 day or a 2 day school that Christine's going to put on. Christine Boo's going to put on a test for balance, because so many folks are having balance issues. And that's where you get those broken, fractured hips, and that changes that lifestyle a lot. So not really sure exact date. If you're listening after Christine and you have a date on that, let me know.
And she will.
Yep.
She'll ping you
real quick here. But it may be early on, so I may not have that date etched in yet. But it's going to be a great time, because there are exercises you can do for your nerves. In other words, what keeps your body sometimes in a state of being vertigo or dizziness is interference of some kind. And if we can bolster your certain parts of your brain system, it will decrease the likelihood that you're going to have issues like that. And or also there's exercise you can do to help kind of like break that cycling and get out of it real quick sometimes too, that vertigo state. And we've got several really valuable techniques that you'll want to be a part of, because if it's just sad to hear somebody who's vital and out there doing stuff. You know, they get up at night to go to the restroom usually, and they twist or fall or something, and they're on their hip and it breaks. And wow, what about the next few months are just hugely horrible for that person generally. So I do want to have you look at coming to one of those classes that's going to be soon. But this Wednesday night, we're going to have a class which we'll talk about some of that, definitely some of that. But the one that Christine's going to be teaching will be stand by itself. But we got about a minute left to go.
Less than that. So why don't we remind folks real quick, the Wednesday night thing, it starts at 6:30. How do we sign up?
And just best thing to do is go to drkrmg.com. DrKRMG.com, and then go to that right in the middle of the page is a link that'll say weight loss. It'll take you right to that page, and you'll see a place to sign up for it.
All right. There you go, DrKRMG.com. You've been listening to Living Well with Dr. Booz, and we're right here live and local every Sunday from 9 to 10 a.m. So next, your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast, and then it's time for Money Talk with Dan Witham. I'm Russell Mills. See you here next week.
Thank you for listening to Living Well Live with Dr. Howard Booz of Booz Chiropractic Spine Center. For complimentary consultation, call 918-749-2992 and online at spinetulsa.com. Please listen again next Sunday morning at 9 on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.